Good morning, everyone. Today is the 14th of March, 2018, the morning, Wednesday morning. Reading from Psalm, the 9th chapter. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praises to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sittest in the throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen, thou hast destroyed the wicked, thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities, their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. And he shall judge the world in righteousness, he shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Clear among the people his doings. When he maketh iniquities for blood, he remembereth them, he forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, consider my trouble. Which I suffer of them that hate me, thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made, in the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Hegan Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail, let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. I want to go ahead and read through the 10th chapter, and then I want to make some comments about these two chapters, 9 and 10. Why standest thou far off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in time of trouble? The wicked in his pride to persecute the poor, let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. My judgments are far above it. Out of his sight, as for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and abroad in his kingdom. Shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villages and the secret places. Doth he murder the innocent? His eyes are proudly set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as an lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself that the poor may fall by his strong ones. He has said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face, he will never see. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand, forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? He has said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite. To requite it with thine hand, the poor commits himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the wicked of the earth may no more oppress. Well, David certainly experienced the heathen, those that were against God, those who were haughty and proud and were quick to speak against the God of Israel. And his prayer here is for God to avenge his own elect that cry unto him day and night. And he also affirms that God has heard and God has judged the evil and caused them to be cast down to the earth. And so when we see the heightened evil in our world, realize God has already seen and he has already began to bring down those haughty evil monsters as they are. Before they even begin to do their work, he has remembered those of us who cry out to God daily for our spiritual sustenance and help. He will not forget us. He will not leave us. And his Holy Spirit will comfort us and guide us into all truth. David saw it. David proclaimed it. David knew the God of Jacob. David knew the God of Abraham and Moses. And we also know, if we're the elect children of God, we know the same God that David knew, that Joshua knew, that Jacob knew, that the Apostle Paul knew, God has been faithful to us. He is able to keep that which we've committed unto Him against that day. So I'm glad that we can confidently acclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless.